Medigap Plan D High Deductible is a great option for Medicare beneficiaries seeking comprehensive coverage while keeping monthly premiums as low as possible. If you're currently in good health and you can afford to contribute the $2,800 deductible amount as of 2024 towards your healthcare costs annually, the Medigap Plan G High Deductible is an excellent way to get extensive coverage at a lower monthly premium. By opting for the high deductible version rather than the standard Medigap Plan G, you can enjoy substantial savings on monthly premiums while still benefiting from the robust protection of Medigap Plan G once the deductible is met. Key takeaways: Medigap High Deductible Plan G features lower premiums than the standard Plan G. The 2024 deductible for the High Deductible Plan G is $2,800 versus a $240 Part B deductible for the standard Plan G, a great option if you are in good health and can afford up to $2,800 in annual medical costs. Need to add Part D for prescription drug coverage? Compare with MediShare 65 Plus or standard Plan G. High Deductible Plan G: balancing premiums and out-of-pocket costs with the high deductible version of Medigap Plan G, you must pay an annual deductible of $2,800 in 2024 before the plan's full coverage kicks in. Anything that is approved by Medicare Part A or Part B but not paid counts toward your annual deductible. The High Deductible Plan G is an excellent choice for individuals in good health who don't anticipate significant healthcare expenses. By agreeing to shoulder a higher upfront deductible, you can enjoy substantial savings on monthly premiums while still benefiting from the comprehensive coverage of Plan G once your deductible is met. Benefits of Medigap Plan G and High Deductible Plan G. Both the standard and high deductible versions of Medigap Plan G offer the following benefits: coverage for Medicare Part A coinsurance and hospital costs up to an additional 365 days after Medicare benefits are exhausted, payment of the Medicare Part A deductible, coverage for Medicare Part A hospice care coinsurance or copayments, payment of Medicare Part B coinsurance or copayments, but not the initial $240 Medicare Part B deductible, coverage for Medicare Part B excess charges, coverage for the first 3 pints of blood for a transfusion, payment of skilled nursing facility care coinsurance, post-hospitalization only, for up to 100 days, coverage for medically necessary emergency healthcare services for the first 60 days when traveling outside the United States, deductible and limitations apply. The primary difference between the standard and high deductible versions of Plan G is the annual deductible amount you must pay before the plan's coverage begins. Weighing potential disadvantages of Medigap Plan G: the high deductible Plan G isn't the right option for everybody. Here are some reasons why a high deductible Medigap Plan G may not make financial sense. You can't afford the deductible. Those with limited income or savings may struggle to pay the $2,800 deductible upfront, even though premiums are lower. If the deductible causes you to delay or skip needed care because you can't afford to see your doctor, a high deductible may not be the best thing for you in the long run. Preference for predictable costs: some may prefer the higher but stable monthly premiums of standard Plan G over the high deductible version's initially lower premiums but unpredictable out-of-pocket exposure. Transition to standard Plan G is difficult. Once on high deductible Plan G, switching to the standard version later requires medical underwriting. If your health changes, you might not be able to switch to the standard Plan G. You should anticipate potentially having a high deductible for many years. Comparing the high deductible Medigap Plan G to other options, Medigap Plan N. Medigap Plan N is another popular option for new Medicare beneficiaries. The most important thing about Plan N is that it's nearly identical to Plan G, but doesn't pay for physicians' excess charges. That's a good thing if you live in one of the states that prohibits excess charges. While it offers slightly less coverage than the standard Plan G, it typically comes with lower premiums. Plan N requires copayments and coinsurance for all office visits and emergency room visits, which can add up if you frequently utilize these services. If you have multiple Medicare-covered office visits in one day, you will only be charged one copayment. Your labs, x-rays, and any durable medical equipment, DME, needed during your visits will not be charged copayments or coinsurance. Also, telehealth services are not billed as office visits by providers, so you won't be charged a copayment for those. MediShare 65 Plus, Christian Healthcare Sharing Ministry. MediShare 65 Plus is a non-insurance healthcare sharing ministry designed for individuals age 65 and older. While it operates differently from traditional insurance, it can provide an alternative way to share healthcare costs among members with similar beliefs and values. However, it's important to carefully evaluate the coverage and limitations of such programs to ensure they align with your needs and preferences. If you are excited about this Christian health sharing ministry and want to join a like-minded community who help each other with medical expenses, you can easily self-enroll. Comparing Medigap Plan G High Deductible and MediShare 65 Plus, when it comes to healthcare coverage options for Medicare beneficiaries, Medigap Plan G High Deductible and MediShare 65 Plus offer distinct approaches, excess charges, and state regulations. One unique feature of Medigap Plan G is its coverage for Medicare Part B excess charges, which occur when healthcare providers charge more than the Medicare-approved amount for a service. However, it's important to note that excess charges are relatively rare, as most providers who accept Medicare are not permitted to impose them. Additionally, 8 states, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Minnesota, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and Vermont prohibit excess charges altogether, making the excess charge coverage benefit of Plan G less relevant for beneficiaries residing in these states. If you live in one of these states, you should consider Plan N or the high deductible Plan N. Be sure to enroll during open enrollment, remember. The best time to enroll in a Medigap plan is during the 6-month Medigap open enrollment period, which begins when you turn 65 and enroll in Medicare Part B. During this period, insurance companies cannot consider your health status or medical history when determining your eligibility or premiums. Self-enrollment and expert guidance. If you're interested in enrolling in Medigap Plan G or exploring other Medicare supplement insurance options, reach out to one of our Medigap experts to begin the process, or you can self-enroll in MediShare 65 Plus. It's easy. Conclusion: Medigap Plan G offers unparalleled coverage for Medicare beneficiaries, but its high premiums may not be suitable for everyone's budget. The high deductible version of Plan G is an excellent choice if you're able to pay the $2,800 deductible annually, because it allows you to enjoy comprehensive protection while keeping monthly premiums low. By carefully evaluating your healthcare needs, budget, and the available options, you can make an informed decision and select the Medicare supplement insurance plan that best aligns with all your circumstances. Reach out to one of our personal benefits managers to schedule a free consultation.